now, Lee Wells coming on. And when Labine came in to pitch last night in the 10th inning, Wells hit his first pitch for a home run. So now we'll see what happens. Wells waiting. Here's the pitch. Fastball is up high, ball one. Wells today has walked and on a first play and flat out. So he's none for two. The tying run is at first base in a 5-4 ball game here in the 7th inning. And Labine now in to relieve Drysdale. Darren works 6 2/3 innings. He allowed 4 runs, 1 earned, and 9 hits. Struck out 6, walked 2. 5-4, Dodgers lead. Wells waiting. Labine out of a stretch. The pitch up high for ball, and the count goes 2-0. Labine is making his 38th appearance of the year. His record is 4 wins, 5 losses. Earned run average, 3.31. Balls, no strike. Wall's waiting. Labine sits. In for a strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. The Cubs have scored 3 runs here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and that's strike 2. Good pressure fired in by Labine, and Wall goes for it. 2-2. Dale Long is loosening up in the bullpen. Might be that he's going to go into the lineup. He went in for a pinch hitter. As a pinch hitter for Brosnan, he may stay on. 2-2. Check of the runner, here's the pitch. Curveball bounced through the hole to left field, and it's a base hit. So Wells is on with a single left in the tying run. Advances to second base from the person of Wells Moore. Up will be Jerry Kendall. Due up, but he may not pass. Kendall has struck out twice and lined out. Bobby Adams is going to the bat rack, and it might be he to bat here. Bobby Adams. That's what it'll be. Bobby Adams coming on to pinch hit for Kendall. Bobby, a longtime National League infielder. Pinch hitting in the 7th inning.
Bobby Adams batting for Kendall.
So the Cubs have 2 on. Warren is the second, Walls is the first. And Chicago has 4 runs on 10 hits. The Dodgers have 5 runs on 5 hits. Chicago with 3 in here in the 7th inning. It is 5-4. The Giants have scored 2 on Milwaukee in the 8th and are still batting. It is 5-2 in that one. Bobby Adams coming on. Was picked up from the minor league, from the Coast League by the Cubs. Bobby, a right-hand batter. 2 men aboard. Top of the 7th inning. Check of the sign and the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Neal with it. Down to second base in time, and the side is out. So Adams rolls out to shortstop, and the fourth play on Walls retires the side. In the inning for Chicago, 3 runs picked up on 4 hits. 1 error, and they left 2 on. So at the end of 6.5 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 5 and Chicago 4. Well, a warm day. I'll talk to you about chasing. That'll do, Jerry. You know, I was just thinking on a warm day, as you've just mentioned, the old refrigerator is a mighty useful way to keep your Schaefer beer cool and happy, just waiting for you to take it out and drink it. The only thing is, if you're going to take it out, you've got to put it in there first. And it's a real sad feeling to reach in there and find nothing. Just in your throat screaming for relief. Well, the best way I know to keep that refrigerator filled with refreshing Schaefer beer is to pick up handy Schaefer six-pack whenever you're out shopping. You can spot them easy in the store with the gay, colorful scenes on the white truck. You just pick them up with 2 fingers. They're so light and so easy to handle. They're easy to store, too, thanks to the neat modern design. Each one holds 6 full cans of good Schaefer beer. And when you want to get up cans, you just flip open the perforation. It's as simple as that. The Schaefer six-pack. Real convenience and real enjoyment, too. For those cans are filled with Schaefer beer. It's real beer. Half innings of play, the Brooklyn Dodgers are leading over the Chicago Cubs 5-4. They have 5 runs on 5 hits. Chicago 4 runs, 10 hits. Each side has committed an error. And we move to the last half of the 7th inning. The batter standing up there right now, waiting to get things started, will be Glenn Levine. We'll have a new pitcher on for the Chicago Cubs, and Jerry will tell us all about it.
All right, Al, it'll be Dick dropped during the pitching. Dale Long stays in and batting in the number 9 spot at first base. Chuck Tanner stays in, batting in the number 8 spot, playing in left field, and Lee Walls has moved from left field to third base. So Walls is a third. And there's maybe another change for Chicago.
Number 39, Chuck Tanner.
We have a new center fielder for Chicago, too, I believe. We'll wait and see. Tanner is playing in left. He stayed in the game. Bob Speak goes into the outfield, so he stays in the ball game and moves to center field. That was the missing link on the scorecard. So if you're scoring with us, Dick Drop, that's in the spot of Kendall, who went out for pinch hitter Adams. Drop batting in the number 6 spot. Tanner hitting 8, Long hitting 9th, and Speak moves to center field. And Bob Will comes out. Last of the 7th inning, Levine steps in. A swing and a foul back for strike 1. The new catcher is Jim Fanning, and he's hitting the leadoff spot. So we got them all in the book now. And this batting order for Chicago is really messed up now. Ball 1 to Levine, and it is 1-1. Last of the 7th inning, Dick Drop pitching. Jim Fanning is doing the catching. Walls the third. Moving from left field. Levine swings and doesn't get it. Strike 2, 1-2. Walls playing third. Tanner stays in and plays in left field. Long is playing at first base, stays in. And Bob Speak moves to the outfield playing center, and Fanning bats in the leadoff spot, replacing Bob Will. Well, the Giants are going. They've got 4 in that inning and still batting. Strike 3 called on the Levine, and he's out on strike. Strikeout number 1 for the Chicago pitcher, Dick Drop. The Giants now trail by 1 run to Milwaukee, 5-4, and they're still batting in the last half of the 8th inning. Our score, 5-4, the Dodgers lead, batting in the last of the 7th inning with Charlie Neal coming on. Charlie is 0-2. Right-hander Dick Strutt for Chicago. The wind-up and pitch. Curveball is in for a strike. Played at Los Angeles last year. He won 13 games and lost 10. This year he is 8-8 with the lead. Swing at a high fly ball on the right field line. Wal Boren drifting over for it, right in front of the wall near the line, and makes the catch for the out. Charlie Neal skies out. It's 2 away. And Jim Gilliam comes up. The Giants have tied him now. 5-all in the last of the 8th inning, and they're still batting. Fans here playing scoreboard with us. Put up a real cheer. The Giants have come up with 5 in the 8th, and still batting against Milwaukee. It's tied at 5-5. Here's Gilliam at bat now with 2 outs in the 7th. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh today 9-4. Gilliam jumps back for a fastball, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Drop. high pop fly on the left side, backing up toward the third baseman, Lee Walls. Waits now and makes the catch, and the side is retired in order. So the Dodgers go down 1-2-3 before Chicago in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of seven, the score is Brooklyn 5 and Chicago 4. Okay, Al. Well, remember, friends, while the Dodgers are in the West battling to stay in this red-hot pennant race, that's your chance to line up your tickets for the tremendous home games in August, starting with a four-game series with the Giants, three night games at Ebbets Field, and one in Jersey City. And your tickets are waiting for you right now. Order by mail at Box 55, Brooklyn 1, New York. Or, if you wish, drop around to any Dodger ticket office first thing Monday morning. If you've been out of town, missing all this exciting baseball, plan right now to see your Dodgers in action when they get back home. So, you hop right in and get your tickets first thing Monday morning, huh? The end of seven innings of play. Ball game is tightened up considerably. For Brooklyn, 5 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Now for Chicago, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. We go to the top half of the eighth inning with Morgan coming up for Chicago to face Glenn LeBine. Let's get right back to Jerry. Okay, Al, it'll be Morgan. Tanner, who batted for Silvera, and Long, who batted for the pitcher Brosnan. For Chicago here in the eighth inning, and LeBine now trying to hold him. Clem was the winning pitcher in the first game last night. Right now, Sandy Koufax gets up and starts throwing in the Dodger bullpen down in right field. A couple of left-hand batters do up, Tanner and then Long. So Koufax tunes up. All right, LeBine set the pitch to Bobby Morgan, who has 1-for-3, tripled in the fourth inning, and then was stranded at third. LeBine delivers, and the curve is in for strike one. Giants 5, Milwaukee 5. The Giants still batting in the last of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch to Morgan. A swing and a foul ball bounced off to the left. Strike two. Nothing is due to the count on Bobby Morgan. Morgan leading off in the eighth inning and now steps out of there as LeBine took a little more time than Morgan thought he should. Cincinnati 5, Philadelphia 4 at the end of six innings of play. The Phils got off to a 4-run lead but couldn't hold it. They're having their troubles now. They've fallen to fifth place, 2.5 back. There's the windup and the sixth. Outside, ball one. 1-2 on Bobby Morgan. Final score, St. Louis 9 and Pittsburgh 4 to even up that series. Levine ready, delivers. Curveball is way outside. Ball two. 2-2 to lead off Bobby Morgan. Leading off here in the eighth inning for Chicago. Chuck Tanner hitting eighth is on deck, and Dale Long hitting in the number 9 spot to follow. Turn two. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Fastball caught the inside corner, and Morgan is out looking. Ball LeBine, strikeout number 1. The Giants settle for those 5, and it's all tied, 5-5, at the end of 8 at the Polo Ground. Here's Chuck Tanner at bat as a pinch hitter in the 7th inning. He ripped a single to right field. And LeBine ready now into the windup. Here's his pitch. A bouncer to the right side. Big hop to Gilliam. Play to first base in time, and it's 2 out. So 2 up, 2 down with Dale Long coming on, and there's a pinch hitter in the 7th. He drew a walk. LeBine has a 4-5 record on the year and has saved 10. And the Cubs, by the way, have had some very fine relief pitching today. The excuse Don Kaiser had to come in to warm up was not too much notice. Fastball low, ball one. In the first inning, with two outs, Strader walked and Hodges at a line drive back to the box that put a finger for Sir Dave Hillman. And then Kaiser came on, took about 5 minute warm up classes, and was immediately boxed around by the Dodgers, doubled by Amoros and Smoley, and a single by Jackson for a 4-run inning. Since then, Brosnan held him in check, except for a home run by Jackson. The count's along, one ball, one strike. That homer by Randy is the difference right now, too. Next pitch, swung on a miss for strike two. 1-2 on Dale Long. One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the eighth inning. Dodgers lead 5-4. Curveball is outside, ball two. Even count now, 2-2 to Dale Long. Games tomorrow to wind up the homestand. Dodgers on the road beginning Tuesday. TV games Wednesday and Thursday night from St. Louis. 8:55 on Channel 9. 2-2. Swung on. Foul tip held the Campanella side to side. Long strike drop. A fine gets a pair in the inning. And Chicago goes down in the eighth with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 7.5 innings, it's Brooklyn 5 and Chicago 4. All right, Al.
Well, how about your friend? You get into the city once in a while. You come into New York to see a show, or maybe just bring the wife in for dinner at your favorite hotel and relax a while?
Well, listen, here's an idea.
Why not make it a real little vacation?
Sure, for real enjoyment, stop overnight at your favorite hotel. Take a day or two to see the Dodgers play right here at Ebbets Field. Catch a show or a movie you haven't seen. And maybe some of the sights you've never gotten around to. Man, sounds good, doesn't it? And you know, most anywhere you stop at New York's finer hotels and restaurants, you'll find that for real enjoyment, they're serving real beer. Schaefer beer. Sure, Schaefer's is available at your favorite eating place, as it is right in your own home. So when you step out, don't forget to order Schaefer. For real enjoyment, a cool, foaming glass of real beer. Schaefer beer. Duke Snider will be the first hitter in the last half of the safe inning. He'll be followed by Hodges and then by Amaro. The Dodgers hoping this will be the last time they'll have to bat or leading in the ballgame 5-4. Dick Drott, the Chicago pitcher, is ready to go. And Snider's coming up to the plate. And Jerry's ready to go.
Okay, Al Snider has walked twice, flat out once. The Duke today, none for one. And the Dodgers now trying to get some insurance runs before they go to the ninth inning. Duke Snider in waiting. Here's the windup and the pitch by Drott to Duke. Curveball breaks in close, ball one. Doubleheader tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We hope you can be here. And then our Western road trip. Ball one count to Snider. Takes the next pitch low and it's ball two. Two nothing count on Snider. Dick Drott for Chicago, the fourth Chicago pitcher. Checks his sign, Snider waits. Down it comes. On the corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Shot into the windup. High drive to right field, could be. Brooklyn's going, going. She's a fair ball home run. Number 300. Of his major league career, and he now ranks 13th in a tie with Chuck Klein. And need two more to tie Rogers Hornsby. And for Snyder, number 24 on the year, and he's got 8 home runs in the last 10 games. Boy, that Duke has really felt them now, isn't he? 6-4, Dodgers lead. Hodges takes the fastball. Inside, ball one. 8 home runs in 10 games for Snyder. Duke really came to life. He's had 24 home runs down. He's second in the league. Curveball is swung on by Gill, and it's strike one. 1-1. The Dodgers 6 and Chicago 4 here in the last half of the 8th inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Strike 2 on a swing and a miss for Gill. 1-2. The Dodgers now, 6 base hits and 2 home runs. Jackson had one in the 6th inning, Snyder here in the 8th. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve is inside, ball 2. 2-2 on Hodges. The on-deck hitter is Sandy Amarillo. Milwaukee and New York tied at 5-5, playing in the 9th inning, and the Dodgers, of course, pulling for a win for the Giants. Wanting to beat the Cubs so they can take over first place if that happens. Ball 3 on a curve outside and a 3-2 count on Hodges. Well, fans, it promises to be a hot weekend, so just to make sure you have enough thirst-quenching Schaefer on hand, better pick up a few Schaefer quarts. 32 ounces of golden goodness to a bottle. 3-2 to Hodges. Foul ball straight back. Milwaukee has made 2 in the 9th and now leads 7-5, so the Giants will have to do it again. 2 just posted for Milwaukee. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Ball 4, and Hodges is on with a walk. Off this drop, that is walk number 1. Up will be Sandy Amoros, who's had a double, drove in a run, walked and fouled out. So Sandy is 1-for-2 and is hitting 298. Dodgers last of the 8th, one on, none out. Amoros waiting. Pitch by Drott, butted off the third base side, and Drott plays in the first in time, and Hodges goes to second. Well, sacrificed by Amoros, moves Gil Hodges to second base and brings on Gino Cimoli. Gino doubled to drive in 2 in the first inning, is popped out and struck out. 1-for-3 today, hitting 299. Cincinnati 5, still at the end of 6. Milwaukee 7, New York 5, playing in the last of the 9th inning. Curveball comes in low, ball 1. Here's the pitch to Gino. High curve off the shoulder, and it's ball 2. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Cimoli. Got out of the stretch. And the curve is high for ball 3. For the Cubs, it's Kirk Lowne in the bullpen in left field now. Lowne got out of the stretch. Got out of the stretch. And the curve is high for ball 3. For the Cubs, it's Kirk Lowne in the bullpen in left field now. Lowne. Dodgers one run in, one man on, one man out, and leads 6-4 in the last of the 8th inning. Here's the look. And the pitch to Gino. Swung on it, missed for a strike. 3-1. So Gino going for the 3-0 pitch. Had a cut, but he missed it. Drop ready again. Beluskin, here's the pitch. Strike two. Fastball. Knee high on the outside corner. Into full count to Cromoli. Will Hodges the second base, one out. Snyder has a home run this inning to give the Dodgers a two-run edge, 6-4. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, straight back. So a full count to Cromoli stays up there, 3-2. Gino waiting. Dick drops the Chicago right-hander. Checks the signs from catcher Jim Fanning. Here's the look in the pitch. Inside, ball four, and Cromoli is on with a walk. Coming on now is Randy Jackson, has had a single in the home run, has driven in a pair of runs and scored one. Jackson hitting a 234. Coming on here in the last half of the eighth inning. Ransom Jackson. Hodges on second, Cromoli on first, with one out here in the eighth inning. Now right-handed Dick Drott out of a stretch. Checks his runners. And the pitch to Jackson. Well, in a base hit to left center field, will get Hodges in. As that feet picks up, fires in. And it's now 7-4, Dodgers. As Jackson gets his third hit of the day, a line single to left center to drive home Gil Hodges to the second run of the inning. Cromoli holds the second base, and before Roy Campanella comes on, we'll pause now for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Peter Tripp plays the nation's best-selling records every...
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. And now back to Brooklyn Dodger baseball, the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Bob stepping at the mound now, and that's going to be all for Dick Drott. And we're going to have Kirk Lowne come on here in the eighth inning. So he'll become the fifth Chicago pitcher used. Dick Drott works 1 1/3 innings. Has been touched for two runs and has two runners on base charged to them. And he's allowed two hits, struck out one and walked two. Final score, Milwaukee beat the Giants 7-5. Well, for Randy Jackson now, 10 hits and 22 at bats. Since he got back to action, so Randy's been carrying a hot bat along with Gilliam and Snyder and Amaral. So Lowne comes on and Dick Drott comes off, and while the change is being made, we'll call in Al for a rundown on the state of the scoreboard. Okay, Al.
Well, I just told the folks that Milwaukee has beaten the Giants 7-5. Cincinnati-Philadelphia at the end of 7. It's 5-4 in favor of Cincinnati over Philadelphia. St. Louis defeated Pittsburgh 9-4. And at the end of 7 innings, it's still tied over in the American League between the Yankees and Cleveland. The score there is 2-2. Boston and Chicago at the end of 6.5 innings. It's 3-0, Chicago leading Boston. Washington and Detroit at the end of 6.5 innings. It is 4-3, Washington leading Detroit. Baltimore and Kansas City had their ball games start delayed because of rain, but they've gotten it underway now. With Johnson going for Baltimore and Porter Carrero for Kansas City, at the end of 1 inning, there is no score. Repeating, Milwaukee defeated the Giants 7-5 this afternoon. Kirk Lowne is on now to pitch for the Chicago Cubs in the last half of the eighth inning. He'll be going to Roy Campanella. The score here at this particular moment is 7 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error for Brooklyn. For Chicago, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Lowne's about ready to go. Campanella coming up to the plate, so let's get back to Jerry.
All right, Al. Campy has gone 0-2 today since he replaced Johnny Roseborough in the fourth inning. Roseborough got a foul ball on his finger and had to retire. So Lowndes comes on with two in, two on, one out. Dodgers lead 7-4. Now time called as Lowndes wants to talk to his catcher, Jim Fanning, to get the sign straightened out. Left-hander for the Cubs, down in left field, looks to be Dick Littlefield. Conference over. Back comes Fanning. Campanella waiting. Left hander for the Cubs down in left field. All right. Conference over. Back comes Fanning. Campanella waiting. Turk Lowndes set to go. Snyder started the inning with a home run. Hodges walked. Amarillo sacrificed. Simoli walked and Jackson singled to score Hodges. Campy takes it on the corner for strike one. Last of the eighth inning. The Dodgers 7, the Cubs 4. Dodgers trying to make a 3 straight over Chicago. And 9 out of 10 against the Cubs from the West. Knuckler is low on his ball one, 1-1. The game the Dodgers have lost to the Western Cubs is that 7-3 ball game to St. Louis. Won all the others here. 1-1 count. The look in the pitch. Outside with it on the corner for a call strike two. Sam Harrison with a bit of a delayed call that time. 1-2 to Campanella. Two strikes. Can't be wasted now as Lowndes gets set. Here's the pitch. High pop fly on the right side. Infield fly rule goes on as Dale Long and Bobby Morgan back up for it. And Morgan makes the play. So Campanella pops out to Morgan. And the batter will be Clem Levine, who was up once and struck out in the seventh inning. So we have Simoli on second, Jackson on first base, and Levine coming on the bat. Clement gone too far around. He tried to hold up, but it cost him for a strike. Simoli and Jackson on base with two outs in the eighth inning. Two runs in. The check again. Here's the pitch. Inside at the knees. Ball one. 1-1. On the current streak, the Dodgers have rallied several times to pull games out of the fire. They really caught on and had a good homestand here against the West up to this point. Here's the look to pitch to Clem. Fouled away on the ground, back of the plate. Strike two, ball one.